Okay, so this shir will be speaking about whether or not the Kiddush al Yayin, which we learned already, is Deraisa. The original Kiddush Friday night is Deraisa. So we're going to learn the sources and trace through the sources of whether or not al Hayayin, the Kiddush over the wine, is Deraisa or not. So it's fascinating to go through the Gemaras, and these are the sources. Like any time you'll study this topic, these are the official sources about whether or not Yayin is Deraisa or not. These are the Makoros, and these are all the Rayas that everybody brings. So it's actually this week's Parsha, Parshas Nasai, talks about a Nazir. So the Pasuk says that a Nazir, so he has to make a neder, when he's a Nazir, he has to make a neder from all the components of being a Nazir. He has to make a neder against drinking wine, he has to make a neder against becoming Tamei, and against cutting his hair. All of these three components are included when the person says, Hareini Nazir, he wants to be a Nazir. So the Pasuk says, in this week's Parsha, Miyayin v'sheicher yazir. The Pasuk says he has to make a neder from Yayin and Shecher. Yayin is wine, Shecher is intoxicating wine. Yazir, he has to make the neder. So the Gemara asks, what do we do with this Pasuk, Miyayin v'Shecher Yazir? So the Gemara says, it's an extra Pasuk to teach me, and this is a Gemara in Nazir, Dav Dalet Amad Aleph and Dalet Amad Beis, the Gimel Amad Beis and Dalet Amad Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Lesor Yayin Mitzvah Ki Yayin Harishus. The Pasuk is teaching me that when a man, or when one becomes a Nazir, he's forbidden to drink wine, whether the wine is voluntary to drink for pleasure, or whether it's Yayin of a Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Mayhi, where is there an example in the Torah that a person is required to drink wine for a mitzvah? Where is there a requirement in the Torah to drink wine for a mitzvah? We're talking about a Nazir, this week's Parsha. So the Pasuk says, Miyayin v'sheicher, Miyayin v'sheicher yazir, that the Nazir makes an Aziris against wine and against intoxicating wine. So the Pasuk teaches me that that's coming to Aser Yayin Kurishus and Yayin Mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, where is there ever a mitzvah to drink wine? So Kiddushta v'avdalta. So the Gemara tries, the Gemara suggests, maybe the Pasuk is telling me that if he becomes a Nazir, he's not allowed to drink. The extra Pasuk is teaching me that he's not allowed to drink wine of Kiddush or Havdalah, even though it's a mitzvah. So now the Gemara asks a question, and it's very interesting. There's a machlekes rishonim how to learn the Gemara's question, and the way you learn the question yields the exact opposite results. Okay, so it's very interesting. So it's a proof. One person brings a proof to his way, and the other brings a proof to his way. So says the Gemara, Hare mushba va'oimid mihar Sinai. The Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says the Pasuk can't be teaching me that a Nazir is not allowed to drink the wine of Kiddush or Havdalah. Hare mushba va'oimid alav mihar Sinai. Because there's a mitzvah to drink the wine mihar Sinai. So let's look at the Rashbam. It's in the place. Let's look in the Rashi. Now there's a question who exactly wrote this. It's not clear if it's Rashi or not. That's why in the notes here I wrote that it's the Mefarish who's in Miyuchas the Rashi. People say that it's Rashi, but a lot of people feel that it's not really Rashi. But whoever it is, the Mefarish says, Hare mushba va'oimed alof mihar Sinai. The Pasuk cannot be saying, this is how the Mefarish, how Rashi learns the Gemara's question. The Pasuk cannot be saying that a Nazir can't drink the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah because he's mushba alof mihar Sinai, because there's a mitzvah from the times of Har Sinai, Midoy Raisa, to drink the wine. Diksib Zacharis Yom HaShabbos L'Kaddishoy. The Pasuk says, Zacharis Yom HaShabbos, Zaychreyu Alayayin. You have to recite the Kiddush over wine. Ainli Ela B'Knisasei. So far I only know you have to make mention of Shabbos over a cup of wine when Shabbos enters. B'Tziyasi Minayin. How do we know that we have to escort the Shabbos out, Havdalah, over wine? Talmud Loimar. The Pasuk says that you have to be Zaychreyu. V'Kai Malon, and we pass the nishba levatel es a mitzvah putter. We paskin that if you make a neder not to drink, or a shavua, not to perform a mitzvah, you're exempt. In other words, you have to do the mitzvah anyway. The lo as yeshvua umavatel mitzvah, that a shavua, and when a person becomes a nazir, it's a form of a neder like a shavua. So the shavua cannot require you to be mevatel a mitzvah. So according to the Mefarish, What the Gemara's question is like this. There's an extra pasuk in the Torah that miyain v'sheicher yazir, that the nazir becomes a nazir from wine and from intoxicating beverages. What's that extra pasuk teaching me? We know that the nazir can't drink wine. What's the extra pasuk teaching me? It's teaching me that if he becomes a nazir, he's against yain and kiddush of havdalah, a yain of kiddush and havdalah of a mitzvah. Asks the Gemara, according to the Mefarish, but you can't make such a nether because since he's mechuyev to drink the wine midoraisa, the nether won't be chal. A person is not allowed to make a shavua, and it's ineffective to make a shavua against that what it says in the Torah. So that is the Mefarish Shita. So what do we see from the Mefarish? The way he learns the Gemara's Kasha, he learns the Gemara's Kasha that kiddush alayin is doraisa, even to drink from the cup of wine, right? So this is like the most extreme shita, that kiddush alayin is medoraisa, even to drink the wine, to the extent that according to the Mefarish, the Gemara is asking that even a nazir who's not allowed to drink any yayin derashus, even he is allowed to drink the wine of kiddush. So imagine that. He's mechuyev too. So this is going to be according to the Mefarish, that's the halacha we're going to see at the end. The Tosis Rid says in the name of Rashi that if a person ever makes a neder or a naziris against wine, he's still required to make kiddush over wine, and if there's no solution, if no one else could make it for him, or if he doesn't have bread or whatever, he'll drink the wine. It's a pella. So that's how the Mefarish learns the Gemara. So I bolded the type here that it's mevur midvarav, it's clear from the Mefarish that kiddush al yayin is deraisa, even tasting the wine, even drinking the wine after the kiddush, the Borei Pri Hagafen, is also deraisa. However, Tosfos says, and I'm quoting the Tosfos, I wrote down the Tosfos. So Tosfos asks a few kashas. So Tosfos learns the Gemara's kasha diametrically the opposite, right? The opposite way. Lekach nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. So because of a few questions, Rabbeinu Tam asks, the Garsinan Bitmiya, the Gemara is not making a statement of fact that the Nazir is allowed to drink the wine because it's mushba v'aymit. Rather, it's a question. V'chi mushba upat v'aymit mihar Sinai. How can the Pasuk be saying the opposite? How could the Pasuk possibly be allowing the Nazir to drink wine of Kiddush? Is he mushba mehar Sinai? The exact opposite. Is there a mitzvah deraisa from Har Sinai? Kloimar, lama likra, why do you need an extra Pasuk, lesser yayin mitzvah? V'chi mushba, is there a mitzvah to drink the wine? So Tosfos explains, "Dinehi de kiddush hayom doraisa." True, that it's a mitzvah doraisa to make kiddush. We learned that a few weeks ago. But al hayayin lav doraisa. But it's certainly not midoraisa to drink the wine. Is zechreu al hayayin asmachta? Because zechreu al hayayin is only in asmachta. So it's the same question of the Gemara, but it depends how you translate the question. According to Rashi / the Mefarish, the Gemara is asking, how could the nazir be prohibited to drink the wine? He is, it's a statement of fact, he is mushba v'oymi mihar Sinai, he has a prior obligation even to drink the wine. So even a nazir will be allowed and be required to drink the wine of Kiddush. But Tosfos learns the kasha the exact opposite. It's a question. The chi mushba mihar Sinai, why would you require a pasuk to say that he cannot drink the wine? Of course he can't drink the wine. There's not even a mitzvah deraisa to drink the wine, the exact opposite. So it comes out on Machlokes Rishonim that according to this Mefarish who's attributed to Rashi, it's going to come out that a Nazir, even a Nazir who becomes a Nazir, is required to drink the wine of Kiddush.
So what Yain Mitzvah the Gemara is talking about?
The Gemara ends up saying that the case was he made a Shavua to drink the wine. So that would be a Deraisa. If it had it not been for his Naziris, he would be Chayiv to drink the wine because he made a Shavua to drink the wine. But the Gemara is rejecting the notion, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is rejecting the notion that Kiddush is a deraisa requirement to drink the wine. So it's the same question of the Gemara, but it's interpreted in opposite ways. We're talking about the Kiddush Friday night. No, the Kiddush Friday night. Kiddush Friday night deraisa. Kiddush Rabbah in the morning is certainly the Rabbah.
Even if it's the Rabbah,
would a Nazir have to? No, because the Shavua of a Nazir would certainly prohibit him from doing a Rabbah. No question about that.
So therefore, could his wife be Nazir?
Yeah. And she would drink the wine. Okay. So is this clear so far? So we have over here a Machlokes, the Mefarish, and Tosfos. According to the Mefarish, the Gemara's question is that even a Nazir should be allowed to drink the wine, should be required to drink the wine, because he is Mushba V'Aymim Har Sinai. He has a prior obligation from Har Sinai. In other words, Deraisa. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the exact opposite. The Gemara is exclaiming, why would you require a Pasuk to prohibit the Nazir from drinking the wine? It's obvious he can't drink the wine because there's no Midraisa mitzvah to drink the wine of Kiddush. There's a, there's an asmachta to recite the Kiddush over wine, but there is absolutely no requirement midaraisa to make the Kiddush over the wine, certainly not to drink the wine. It's not the rice, it's only the rabbanan, so it goes without saying that a nazir cannot drink wine.
What's the legal effect of an asmachta?
An asmachta? So some people say that all it is based on a pasuk, so it makes the rabbanan more chamer. Right, so I once saw in the Mefarshim that sometimes the Rabbanan do not want to base something on a pasuk because that will allow certain leniencies. But if you base it on a pasuk, it gives more the semblance that it's deraisa, so that would preclude us from giving certain leniencies. So it's a way of reinforcing, of making a stricter, a higher level of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan took a dip. That is Mefarish and Bantam.
Based on the way that the Tosfos is teaching it, and why does the Gemara afterwards have to tell us that it's a
sure? Because the pasuk is coming to say that even though he has an obligation to drink wine, his nazirus will preclude him from drinking the wine. That's the case. The pasuk says an extra pasuk, yain v'shecher yazir. It's an extra pasuk teaching me that the nazir is not even allowed to drink yain of mitzvah. So first the Gemara says, what's an example of yain of mitzvah? Kiddush? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is rejecting that. Kiddush is not deraisa, so of course the nazir can't drink the wine. That's only an asmachta. Rather, the case is he made a prior shvua. You know, he must be schizophrenic over here. Yesterday he made a shvua that he wants to drink wine, and now he's becoming a nazir that he's not allowed to drink wine, and the pasuk is precluding him from being mekayim the shvua. According to the Rashi, so the Gemara's teretz is that the very good. According to Mefarish, the Gemara's teretz is that the shvua, that the naziris cannot preclude him from drinking the wine of Kiddush, because it's deraisa, but the case is he made a shvua, that since it was man-made, the naziris could preclude him from being mekayim his own shvua. So it can't preclude him from being mekayim a deraisa that was from Har Sinai, because that was prior, but it could preclude him from being mekayim his own shvua. That's so far as the meshita of Rashi, or the Mfarish, and Tosfos. Now there's a Tosfos in Psachim, on Daf Kuf Vav. This was the Gemara that we learned together last week about the Kiddush Rabbah, actually. But Tosfos in Psachim says the same thing. He says here, so I wrote down the Tosfos as well. V'nireh, says Tosfos in Psachim, V'nireh, the Kiddush halayayin is only an asmachta, that the whole requirement to recite Kiddush over a cup of wine is merely an asmachta. V'hod da'amrinim b'misha mesu, when we say in brachas that Noshim are chayavis b'kiddush hayoyim dvar Torah, that even women are obligated in Kiddush because we make a hekish zachor and shomer, hainu kiddush hayoyim, that's dafka the kiddush hayoyim, the actual recital of the Kiddush. Aval alayayin loyhavi elamid derabanan, but yayin is only derabanan. Kidamashma b'resh nazir, so the Tosfos in Psachim cites the Rabbeinu Tam's explanation of the Gemara in Nazir, the Ka'omar, that the Gemara tries to say, mi yayin v'sheicher yazir lesser yayin mitzvah, that the extra pasuk of this week's parasha, yayin v'sheicher yazir, is coming to preclude him from drinking yayin of mitzvah, ki yayin arishus, just like yayin that's for pleasure, uparech. So you see, this is the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. And the Gemara exclaims, my new, what would be yayin of mitzvah? Kiddush v'havdala? Mushba v'oyme mihar sinayu? Is he prior? Does he have a prior obligation? The itzrich kral amesar, that you should even require a pasuk to aser? This is Rabbeinu Tam, this is Tosfos l'shitasai, that there's absolutely no requirement midaraisa to recite the Kiddush over the wine. You wouldn't need a pasuk, you wouldn't require a pasuk to preclude the nazir from drinking the wine, because there's no obligation midaraisa to make Kiddush over wine. The Oid Mitzinul Meimer, and this is the extra point that I want to show, Tosfos concludes that we could perhaps say that Kiddush alayayin is Dvar Torah. Perhaps it's deraisa to recite the Kiddush over wine. Aval hod the amrinan hamavarech tzarach shiyitoim, but the requirement to drink the wine after, zehu midrabanan, that's only the Rabbanan. So it turns out, So in Dalit, it turns out that there are three opinions. We have the Mefarish. The Mefarish literally holds that even a Nazir is allowed and required to drink the wine of Kiddush. That means that reciting Kiddush over wine and even drinking the wine is midoraisa. Tosfos in Nazir rejects that out of hand, that it's all an asmachta, midoraisa your yotze the Kiddush with just the amira. And if you remember last week and the week before, we talked about being yotze Kiddush in the tefillah, because midoraisa your yotze basic Kiddush, not even over a cup of wine at all. And then Tosfos and Psachim, he brings that opinion that the whole Yayin is an Asmachta, but he also entertains the notion that there is a requirement to recite Kiddush over a cup of wine, but the requirement to drink the wine, HaMavarach Tzarech Sh'yitoyim, you have to taste the Moli Lugmav, that's only the Rabbanon. So again, even according to that nuance, the Gemara in Nazir would be saying that you don't require a Pasuk. The Pasuk can't be saying that it's Usr because you're not required to drink, and therefore it's obvious that a Nazir would not be allowed to go the extra step and drink the wine because there's no requirement in the Raisa certainly to drink the wine. So we have three opinions over here of the full spectrum. No wine at all, wine and drink, and in the middle of the road, wine, but not to have to drink, not to have to taste. It's simply a requirement to say it over a cup of wine. Now, there's a Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim is on Kuf Vav Amud Beis. Now what we're going to do now is we're going to ask Kashas. We're going to show two different Gemaras where the Gemara seems to imply that there's no requirement to say Kiddush over a cup of wine. So this would be a Kasha on both the Mefarish and on the last opinion, the middle opinion of Tosfos, that there is a requirement to say it over wine. I'll be not to have to drink the wine. The Gemara says in Psachim, Zinnin Sagin, many times, Havi Ka'im the Kame the Rav, I was standing before Rav, Zinnin the Chaviva Olei Rifta, sometimes he preferred the Lechem, the bread, the Chala, sometimes he preferred the Chala, Mekadish Arifta. See, he would recite the Kiddush over the Chala. Zinnin the Chaviva Olei Chamra, sometimes he would prefer the wine. Mekadesh achamra, so he would make kiddush over wine. Now, Rov Rishonim, most Rishonim say, take this Gemara literally, that you can actually say kiddush over challah. So now the way that would work is you would have to wash first. First, you have to wash because you have to be mukhan to be able to eat it.
Very good.
So yeah. You have to wash first. Then, as if it would be a cup of wine, you would say vayachulu because we're talking about Friday night. You would say vayachulu, and then you would say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz instead of Agafim because you're using challah, and then you'd say the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Hashem Kedushanu B'mitzvoysev Ratzavanu. You would recite the kiddush over the challah. So sometimes Rav preferred the challah, so he would wash first and recite the kiddush over the challah. Sometimes he preferred the wine. He would make kiddush over wine. Now this is the source.
Sometimes he had wine. Sometimes he
could be. The Gemara's expression is that he preferred the challah, preferred the wine. So now this is actually halacha. Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara differently. Rabbeinu Tam learns that he didn't recite the Kiddush over the challah. So Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that you have to make Kiddush over wine. This is not to say that the wine is deraisa, wine could be derabanan, but in the Asmachta, you have to recite the Kiddush over wine. So Rabbeinu Tam has a different interpretation of this Gemara, but Rov Rishonim learn that you're allowed to make Kiddush over challah. Now some say, what does it mean that you prefer the challah over the wine? Some say it means that the wine doesn't agree with you. But just because you happen to not be in the mood of wine or you prefer bread over wine would not allow you to make kiddush over the bread. You'd have to make the kiddush over the wine. So some people take this Gemara that it's only if the wine doesn't agree with you. Other people take this Gemara literally that if you simply are not in the mood, if you prefer to have the challah right away, then you'd be allowed to make kiddush over the challah. Now the Ramah, as you mentioned before, this is the minig of the Ramah. The Ramah holds that because you might sometimes be tempted to make kiddush over the challah and you have to wash before, that's why the minig evolved that you should always wash before in order to make like a loy plug about whether you're making kiddush over challah over wine. So that's why the yekis, they always wash before in because of the case of anticipating the case of making kiddush over the bread. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion, which is the opinion that we follow, is that you should not wash before because the kiddush would be a semi-hefsik between the washing and the moitzi. So the Shulchan Aruch prefers to do it the other way, the way we do it, that you should wash after. It's interesting because the Mishnah Berurah makes like a hakra. He says the one making the kiddush, the one reciting the kiddush, he shouldn't wash before according to the Shulchan Aruch, but all the participants of the Suda, if they want, they can wash before because they're not reciting the kiddush anyway, so they don't have the hefsik issue. So sometimes you're sitting in a sukkah or whatever it is, and to make it more orderly, if you want, you can have everybody, all the attendants, they can wash first, and then you're reciting the kiddush for everybody, you would wash after.
Is that really considered? hefsek.
So the kiddush itself, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's a semi hefsek. So if you actually washed first, if you washed first, so then you're allowed to make the kiddush b'di'evit. But lechatzchila, the Shulchan Aruch prefers that you should make the kiddush first and then wash after. But the people who are the participants of the suda, they're taka allowed to wash first. I once tried it at home. The problem was that everybody forgot that they washed and they started talking out. So you have to make sure that you have to be trained to do it. Okay, so what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that Rav sometimes recited Kiddush over Lechem. Now there's another Gemara. This is a famous...
Or more pointedly, Rav didn't hold the drinking wine.
Very good, very good. That's going to be the question. Another famous Gemara. This is the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. This is the famous Gemara. Imagine if a person only has enough money to either purchase a Nair, right, fuel for his candle, or to purchase wine for Kiddush. So first the Gemara says, if you only have enough money to purchase Ner Beiso, the Shabbos candles, or Ner Chanukah, right, so you can't use the Ner Chanukah for your Shabbos candles, because Ner Chanukah you're not allowed to derive benefits from, and the Ner Shabbos, on the contrary, the purpose is to provide light benefit. So it's one or the other. So the Gemara says, Ner Beiso Adav, because of Shalom Beiso, right, Shalom Bayis, so we always take this Shalom Bayis between husband and wife. Really what it means is that we don't want people tripping and ruining their Shabbos, so because that was the only source of light in those days. So the Ner Shabbos would precede the Ner Chanukah. Then the Gemara goes on, Ner Beisoy v'Kiddush Hayoyim. What if the choice is between the wine for Kiddush and the Ner Shabbos? Ner Beisoy Adav Mishum Shela Beisoy. Again, the Ner wins because the Shalom Bayis is more important than the wine for Kiddush.
Why didn't Shalom Bayis, right? Wasn't Bamema making? That women die for three reasons.
Yeah.
One of them is that they're not
Zohir
with.
That's right. So they're very good. So I guess in this case they don't have the money, it would be an ones. So they wouldn't be held culpable for it. So then now the Gemara has the question. Boy Rava, Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayoyim. Finally, the Gemara says, what about Chanukah candles versus the wine for Kiddush? Mahu, Kiddush Hayom Adif de Tadir. Do we give precedence to the wine because it's more common? Because Shabbos is every week. Oidilma Ner Chanukah Adif Shim Prasumi Nisa. Bosser de Iboi Hadar Pashta. After he asked the question, he answered it on his own. Ner Chanukah Adif Shim Prasumi Nisa. That Ner Chanukah takes precedence because of Prasumi Nisa. So we have two Gemaras. The two Gemaras really have nothing to do with each other. One Gemara says that Rav would occasionally recite the Kiddush over bread, and the second Gemara says that if it's a toss-up between the wine for Kiddush and say the Ner Beisoy, the Shabbos candles, the Shabbos candles win because of Shalom Bayis takes precedence over the wine for Kiddush. So the obvious question is, and this question is asked by the Shilas and Chubas HaRashba, by the Chubas HaRashba in Chelek Dalid Simin Reish Tzadik Hei. So I have it in front of me, I have a copy of the Chubas HaRashba. I actually wrote it out over here. So says the Rashba, Masha Amru Zachrei Walayayin, this that it says in the Gemara in Psachim, that you have to recite the Kiddush over wine, Midivrehem Hu, it's only the Rabbanan. Tei Dalacha, says the Rashba, I'll prove to you that the wine requirement is only the Rabbanan. The Haki Chaviva Le Rifta, Mikadesh Arifta, because the Gemara in Psachim says that Rav occasionally recited the Kiddush over Challah. So obviously the wine requirement is only the Rabbanan, and if you have chavivas of the challah, so then it trumps the wine. The ilu haisa zechirasa aliyayin dvar Torah, if wine would be midoy raisa, mishum chavivusa, heichim avatlin lelikos, just because you prefer bread, how does that win over the cup? One proof. Another proof, the second Gemara that we cited, Ner Beisoy v'Kiddush Hayoyim, that if you have a choice between the Ner Beisoy, between the candle and between the wine, Amrina Ner Beisoy Adif, we say that the candle wins because Shalom Bayis is more important than the wine. Amai, how could that be? Heichi Asi Ner Beisoy v'Dachi Leila Sei the Yain Kiddush Hayoyim. Even if Ner is Shalom Bayis, but how could the rabbinic requirement of Ner Shabbos, how could that override the Kiddush Hayoyim, the wine, which is Midoy Raisa? So he proves from here that it's only Durabundance. Now it's very interesting, the Rashba himself, now he goes back to the Gemara Nazir. The Gemara Nazir is the source about whether or not wine is Duraisa or not. And again, the Mefarish learns that it's Duraisa, and Tosis learns the Kasha, the
exact opposite, that it's only Durabana. Umash Amru Shah Perikamid the Nazir, this that the Gemara in Nazir entertains. That if the Nazir becomes a Nazir, the Gemara says the Pasuk is teaching me that he can't drink the wine of Kiddush. Ile Makiddush Vavdalto Mushba Vo'oimi Mihar Sinai, says the Rashba, Kfar Kosav Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam already explained the Gemara in Nazir that it doesn't mean that the Nazir is allowed to drink the wine. On the contrary, the Gemara means that you don't even require a Pasuk to Aser, because it's Pashit that the Nazir shouldn't drink the wine, because there's not even a derisa requirement to drink the wine to make the Kiddush over the wine in the first place. The Hachigasina V'chim Mushba V'oimi Mihar Sinai. So then I'm skipping a little bit. Then the Rashba concludes. What about the fact that it says in the Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara in a few places that according to Beis Hillel, if you make Kiddush over wine or over challah, so the Bori Priya Gafen or the Motzi takes what we do. Beis Shammai says you make the Kiddush first and then the Bori Priya Gafen. We Paskin, like Beis Hillel, you make the Bori Priya Gafen and then the Kiddush. And Beis Hillel's reason is because the wine is what's enabling you to make the Kiddush. So that would seem for a moment that you can't make the Kiddush without the wine. On that, the Rashba explains that's only the Asmachta, that's only the Rabbanan. Lav dafka yayin elohu adin lapas, that according to Beis Hillel, if you're Mekadosh on pas, you make a bracha on the pas, and both of them that are goyrim the Kiddush, the expression of the Gemara, that they are what allow you to make the Kiddush, it doesn't mean mamish, because midaraisa you don't need to have wine or pas. All it means is that the Chachamim were mesaken to make it over wine, so that's why in the order of the brachas, the wine is what's enabling you to make the rabbinic Kiyum of Kiddush. That's why we say Bori Priya Gafen first, but Midaraisa, you're Yotzi the Kiddush even without wine or without challah. So we have over here, just to summarize where we got up to so far, we have the Mefarish who says that Midaraisa, you have to make Kiddush over wine and you even have to drink the wine. Even a Nazir, right? The Gemara rejects. Even a Nazir would have to drink the wine. It's Mamish Apella. We have Tosis Shita, the opposite, that Kiddush over wine is only Dirabanan. And the Gemara is saying that it's obvious that the Nazir cannot drink the wine, the exact opposite. And then we have the middle opinion that there is a mitzvah deraisa to recite Kiddush over a cup of wine, but there's no requirement mit deraisa to drink. That's only Dirabanan because we made the bracha of Bar Priya Gafa. The kasha on that, which is the question we just saw in the Tshuvas HaRashba, that the Gemara in Psachim says that Rav used to recite the Kiddush over Challah, and the second kasha was that the Ner Shabbos, which is Shalom Bayis, overrides the Yayin. So how can anybody entertain that the Yayin is Midaraisa? These are both the questions that are posed by the Tshuvas HaRashba. So it's very interesting because the Ran in Maseches Shabbos answers the Rashba's kasha, and Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch brings a raya from the Ran. The fact that the Ran feels compelled to answer the Rashba's kasha, that shows that the Ran holds that Yayin is the Raisa, like the Mefarish in Nazir. So it comes along the Ran in Maseches Shabbos, and the Ran asks the Rashba's kasha, Basa di boy hadar pashta, that once after we ask the question, we answer that the Ner Chanaka overrides because Persumi Nisa and the Ner Shabbos overrides. So the Ran also asks the Rashba's kasha, Vim Toymar Hechi Dachinan Kiddush Hayoim Doraisa Mishim Ner Beisoy Vener Chanaka, asks the Ran, the Rashba's kasha, how can we override, how can we push away Kiddush Hayoim Doraisa because of Ner Beisoy and Chanaka, which are only the Rabbanan? So Rabbi Kivager says, you see from the Ran, that the Ran holds like the Mefarish in Nazir, that it's deraisa. That's why the Ran asks the question, how can we push away Kiddush over wine just for the sake of the Shabbos candles? Yesh loimar. So this is an amazing answer. The loy dochinan le, we're not pushing aside the fulfillment of Kiddush. The ha'ef shur l'kdushay arifta, because the Gemara in Psachim says you can make Kiddush over bread. So we're not pushing away the Kiddush deraisa. You can fulfill the mitzvah over challah as well. Had it not been for the overriding factor of Shalom Bayis and Persumi Nisa by Chanukah, it would have been a mitzvah and a mufcher to make the Kiddush over the wine, but you can be Yotze just as easily over Challah. So basically what the Ran does is, he takes the Rashba's Kasha, that if Kiddush over wine is deraisa, how could Rav have made Kiddush over bread? So the Ran basically takes the Rashba's Kasha and throws it back at the Rashba, that you can be Yotze Kiddush deraisa over wine or over bread, right? Wine is lavdafka. Wine is preferable because wine is misameach. So it's a greater honor to Shabbos to recite the Kiddush over the wine. But basically, it is a deraisa requirement, and you can make Kiddush over wine mid deraisa, or you can equally fulfill the deraisa with Kiddush over rifta, over the pas. So it comes out now, we're expanding, we're learning a little bit more now about this shita of the Mefarish, that it's not just wine. It's true that we always say, you have to make Kiddush over wine, you have to make Kiddush over wine, and the Mefarish and Nazir learns that wine is deraisa, but we're learning from the Ran now that we're expanding that a little bit. It doesn't mean explicitly wine, exclusively wine, it means wine or rifta, and that explains how Rav was allowed to substitute the bread for the wine, and how the Ner Shabbos could be doicha the wine, provided that you will have lechem. And this is actually the halacha in Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that when we say in halacha that if you don't have enough money, lo'aleinu, but Baruch Hashem, nowadays we live in a more affluent society. But in those days, if you didn't have enough money to buy wine and to buy candles, we say you should buy the candle over the wine. That's assuming that you at least have challah. The Mishnah Berurah adds that based on this Ran. But if you don't even have challah, you would have to use the money at least per challah, and it's better to buy challah than wine
because
number one, you can be yotze the kiddush, and number two, you can be yotze the suda. You can eat, right? If you just have wine, you can't be yotze the suda. So it's better to buy bread over wine, because that way you can, number one, be yotze kiddush, and number two, you can be yotze the suda. So what we've just done is we broadened the horizons of the mafarish in Nazir, that it's not just wine, it's also chal. Now there's an amazing Tosfos Rid at the end of Psachim who brings Rashi. Rashi wrote a sefer called the Sefer HaPardes, so it's brought in Rashi, and he quotes Rashi there saying that you have to make kiddush midaraisa either over wine or over bread. So far this Rashi that's brought in the Sefer HaPardes is consistent with the Mefarish in Nazir. So maybe the Mefarish in Nazir is Rashi after all, because it is consistent with the Mefarish in Nazir, and it's also consistent with what the Ran says, that you can be Yotze Kiddush either with wine or with challah, and it's midaraisa. And the Tosfos Rid says an amazing thing. He says, you know what the source of this halacha is? The source of this halacha is Vikarasa L'Shabbos One. The pasuk says that you should declare Shabbos a day of delight, which means, O Yayin, O Pas, the Chashuva Ki Yayin. The Tosfos Rid, he explains it. The reason why it's wine or challah is because we want to fulfill the pasuk, the Karasa L'Shabbos Oineg, and he writes there in the name of Rashi, and this is consistent with how the Mefarish learned the Gemara Nazir, Mi Shenodar Oinishba Shlo Yishtois Yayin. If a person made a neder, or a person became a nazir, this week's parsha, not to drink wine, lechatchila yikadesh ala pas. So now that we have the option of making kiddush over bread, that's obviously the best option because he's not creating any conflict. But b'diyeved im kvar kiddush ala yayin, the Tosfos Rid there says, if he didn't ask what to do, and he already made the bracha over the wine, yishte hayayin afa pisha nazirhu. It's mamshapela. It's unbelievable that the Tosfos Rid says in the name of Rashi that the Naziris is not chal, cannot be effective against the mitzvah deraisa of kiddush over wine. That's the way the Mefarish learned the Gemara's question in Nazir, and therefore the Nazir would actually be required to drink the wine if he already made the bracha over the wine, if he made the kiddush over the wine. And the same token, the Tosfos Rid says there, which is now the flip side, that if a person made a neder against eating bread and he made kiddush over challah, he'd be required to eat the challah in spite of his neder. The same token, the same way. Unless he has wine, then he should have made it over the wine. But again, it's the same question. If he made it on the bread, he'd be required to eat the bread. So the Tosfos Rid is consistent in Shitas Rashi.
So what's there left for the nazir to make bring a chatzos for?
So he's not. So the halacha is, so if the nazir becomes tamei, so it cancels what he did so far. But if the nazir violates his nazirus and drinks wine, it doesn't cancel what he did until now. So he's been a nazir. He's up to day 29. It's Shabbos, right? One more day left, and he has to drink the wine. It will not cancel what he did until now. Only Tumah cancels what he did intend. That was the Tumas Mace. But the cutting the hair, let's say by accident he cut it, the Gemara talks about Gilcheu Listin. Imagine if, like, he's a Nazir, so he got mugged and they shaved his head, that would not cancel his Nazir. He'd have to wait 7 days to grow his hair enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Giluach, in order to bring the karbanis, the Gemara says, but he's not required to start over again from scratch. So sometimes a person can be a nazir for more than 30 days. He can be a nazir for 100 days or for a whole year. So imagine if he's at the very end and he drinks wine or he gets his hair cut by accident, he would not have to start over again. But if he becomes tamei, he'll have to start the whole thing over again. So here's an amazing example where the nazir would be required to drink wine, or if a person made a neder or a shvua against eating bread, he'd be required to eat the bread in order to fulfill his mitzvah d'oraisa in Kiddush. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought, and before I learned these sources, I never imagined where is this coming from. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought that if a person ever made a neder not to drink wine, so he should get somebody else to make the Kiddush and they should drink the wine, but he cannot drink the wine under any circumstances. So I was wondering to myself, it's obvious, of course he can't drink the wine, but you see from here it's not so simple, because it depends if the chiyuv to drink the wine is deraisa. If the chiyuv is deraisa, Rashi seems to say that he'd be required to drink the wine. It's only because Tosfos learns the question the opposite way that the Gemara rejects out of hand. It can't be that you can drink the wine. You wouldn't even need a pasuk to say you can't drink the wine. It's obvious you can't drink the wine because there's no requirement deraisa to drink the wine.
We look at saying kiddush and drinking wine as separate.
That's right. So now we're learning. Now we're learning that number one, even according to Rashi, you can be yotze with the bread. Right, and that's what the Ran says in Shabbos. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole wine is only in asmachta; it's not deraisa. Now, we talked about this before. In yeah.
What's the opposite?
Now.
Sarach
loymar duhalacha lemoish mesinai ditzarach lekadosh alayin o ala pas. Right. In other words, according to the karasa leShabbos oneg. What does that mean? Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, to recite the Kiddush either over wine.
It does.
No, drinking the wine too, because you have to declare it an oneg. It has to be a delight.
Part of oneg.
So according to Rashi, the requirement to drink the wine or eat the bread is midoraisa. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. That's how Hashem explained the pasuk for Karasa l'Shabbos oneg to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, that you actually have to drink the wine or you have to eat the bread. That's all according to Rashi. But again, just over again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no such requirement. It's your yotze with the dibur alone, and the wine or the bread is only in asmachta. Now, we learned in previous weeks that there was a whole debate in the poskim that when you daven Shmona Esrei on Shabbos and you're ending off Mikadosh HaShabbos the same way you end off in Kiddush, Mikadosh HaShabbos in your Shmona Esrei, was I yotze my Kiddush midoraisa or not? Right. So Rov poskim hold like Tosfos that the wine is only in asmachta, and therefore the poskim say that your yotze your requirement deraisa with the davening. So you run into all sorts of problems that I was yotze my Kiddush midoraisa without the enhancement of making it over wine. So we learned the Chassam Sofer recommends that you should have in mind not to be Yotze Kiddush with the Shmona Esrei, because you want to be Yotze the Kiddush the way the Chachamim wanted, that it should be Kaveya ala Suda, it should be ala Yayin. You should have in mind to be Yotze with the Kiddush ala Yayin. Other people say, and we spoke about this Shuas night in the Shul, that other people say, on the contrary, that the Chachamim know what they're doing. If they made a Shmona Esrei where you say Mekadosh HaShabbos, they obviously want you to be Yotze Kiddush Midoraisa in the davening, and then you're Yotze Kiddush Midorabanan when you get home on the Shulchan. So there's actually like a machlokes in the Poskim, the perspective here, what do we want you to do Kiddush twice, once in Shmona Esrei and once on a Kais, or like the Chassam Sofer, we bedafka want you to not be Yotze Kiddush in the davening, because we want you to be Yotze the Kiddush Doraisa ala Kais, the way the Chachamim wanted to embellish the mitzvah. Now all of this, obviously, is only if you hold that the Yayin, like the Tosfos, that the Yayin is not deraisa and asmachta. If you hold like the Mefarish and like Rashi and Sefer HaPardes that the wine is midoraisa, then there's no shaila. You cannot be yotze kiddush with the Shmona Esrei. So now the question is like this: what happens if Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls out on a Shabbos? If Yom Kippur falls out on a Shabbos, so you still have your requirement to make kiddush, right? So why aren't we making Kiddush ala Yayin? Now you can't drink, obviously. Why aren't we making Kiddush ala Yayin? So according to Tosfos, that the requirement to make Kiddush ala Yayin is only the Rabbanan.
So you can't
eat on Yom Kippur anyway. Right. So we're yotze the Kiddush in the Shmona Esrei Midoraisa. Now again, the Chassam Sofer says a beautiful thing, and this is something that people aren't aware of. The Chassam Sofer prefers that you should have in mind to be yotze your Kiddush Midoraisa with your Shmona Esrei. Esrei, because mitzvah is Srichas Kavana, right? So you're davening your Yom Kippur Shmoneh Esrei, falls out on Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim, right? So you should have in mind to be Yotze Kiddush in the Shmoneh Esrei, because you're not planning on making Kiddush when you get home. It's actually a Shaila in Halacha. Let's say Lo Yaleinu, there's a Chayla Sheish by Sakana, they're required to eat, or let's say a Katan who's going to be eating on Yom Kippur. So if Yom Kippur falls out on a Shabbos, should they make Kiddush or not? Rabbi Kiddush actually says they should recite Kiddush over a cup of wine because it's Shabbos also, right? It's not like Tisha B'Av where even if you're breaking your fast, you shouldn't indulge, right? Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov. So if you're required to eat, you're allowed to indulge. You're allowed to eat delicacies because it is a Yom Tov. Like, we give candies out to kids on Yom Kippur also because you're allowed, if it's a Yom Tov. So if you're required to eat, you're allowed to drink wine. It's not like Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to drink wine and you're allowed to indulge. So Rabbi Kiva Eger actually holds that if Shabbos and Yom Kippur coincide, if you're eating, you should make Kiddush over wine. Rav Moshe disagrees, and the minig is not to make Kiddush over wine, but the Chassam Sofer still says that you should have in mind to be Yotze Kiddush with your tefillah. Now, the question remains, according to Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes, that there's a chiyuv deraisa to make Kiddush over wine, and there's even a requirement to drink the wine. So what do we do when Shabbos and Yom Kippur coincide? We're not doing Kiddush. So says the Tosfos Rid, says that since the whole Mekar, that you have to make Kiddush over wine and drink the wine, is Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg, so there's only a Chiyuv to make Kiddush when there's Oneg. But on Yom Kippur, where there's no Chiyuv Kiddush, there's no Chiyuv Oneg, there's no Chiyuv Kiddush at all. So everything ties together, everything fits together nicely, that according to Rashi, we're forced to say that there's no requirement to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur because there's no Oneg. We're not supposed to eat. So therefore you wouldn't make Kiddush. And again, Rav Poskim hold that even if you are eating, if a person has to eat on Yom Kippur, he would not recite the formal Kiddush because there's no Chiyuv Suda, so there's no Kiddush. But according to Tosfos, that the Kiddush and the wine are really not attached to each other, Midoraisa. So then there is, theoretically, there's a Chiyuv Kiddush, so you should be yotze to the Kiddush with the tefillah.
Related question. Yeah. Dela in Shmoneh Esrei and Masi Shabbos.
Yeah.
That's the
Raisim. So that's a very good question. So Rav Rishonim hold that Havdalah is only the Rabbanan altogether. That's only in Asmachta, that's one. And but you can the Hafi of Havdalah, the Gemara in Brachas actually says originally the Takana was to be Yotze with Tefillah, but then Hashiru, when they became more affluent, then they made a Takana to make Havdalah over a cup of wine. Havdalah cannot be said over bread. It has to be said over wine or Chamar Medina. So in that sense, Havdalah is more chamer than Kiddush, because Havdalah has to be said over a wine or chamar medina, but Kiddush can be said over bread. The difference is because Kiddush is ala suda, and Havdalah has nothing to do with a suda. So it has to be made like a kaishal bracha over wine, or the equivalent of wine. It can't be made over a suda. So these are the... You cannot... Shakel, it depends if it's chamar medina. Like if it's beer... Or some people say coffee, some people say milk. You know, we get more hard pressed as you go along. Like if a person doesn't have wine, he should use beer. If he doesn't have beer, maybe he should use coffee. Maybe he should use grape juice is preferable.
And I never drank it, and I didn't drink wine. Back.
Then you give it to somebody.
So I made it with somebody else in the house, uh-huh. My wife. So I made it on. She didn't drink.
Right.
I made it on orange juice.
Yes, so that's chamar medina. According to some chamar medina. Chamar medina. Yeah. It would be better. Can you take grape juice?
Oh, now I drink today.
Now you drink. Yeah. Okay, Yashik Koyach. This was a lot of fun. Yeah, Yashik Koyach.